would often say that he had two mothers. One mother was Mother Sachi, and the second mother, Mother Ganga. So he shared great enthusiasm and love for Mother Ganga, and as we worship him in his eternal pastime, we meditate that each morning Mahaprabhu goes, stands up, and after rinsing his mouth, he goes with a few devotees down to Mother Ganga and offers worshipable items like incense and flowers. And only after having done so, he takes his bath. And this is what he daily does, his daily function. This session, my dear everyone, is called Kirtan and the Art of Self-Transformation. That is how we conceived it. We would have sat somewhere on top of a dune or a mountain overlooking the vast ocean of sand in Jordan, and we had this session where we were outside in the desert called Kirtan and the Art of Self-Transformation. I think all of us who sing Kirtan and absorb our body, mind and heart in it can feel there is a certain Shakti within the Kirtan. It's called in Sanskrit Vastu Shakti. Vastu means an object which has a certain Shakti. For instance, your mobile telephone has the communication Shakti. You know, there is a lot of apps and many things that can distract you, but also many good things that can help you. So another more traditional example of Vastu Shakti is fire. If you look at the fire, even an ignorant child who has no understanding of the flames will come to know, my God, is it hot? Because heat and light are the two inherent Vastu Shaktis of fire. Time has also a Vastu Shakti. It can bring about changes, as we heard this morning. And I have heard that the time is indefeatably bringing you closer to your next meal. I know some of you already go like, oh no, so much, I've never eaten so much in my life. And others, so good. So time moves us forward. It has a Vastu Shakti. Kirtan also has a Vastu Shakti. It has two Vastu Shaktis actually, but let's not go too technically. It really transports our consciousness to a more blissful state where we feel more attracted to Krishna, and it can also release us or free us from our sinful reactions. You do not, let me say like this, the way you can understand there are reactions, there is karma, is when you try to move forward and you can't do it. Have you ever been in that situation where you try to bring about an important change, but something is stopping you? That's karma. So Kirtan does release us from old karma, and it also carries us towards Krishna. I would like to give you a little story today. It said stories are told to children so that they can fall asleep, and it is told to grown-ups so that they can wake up. Oh. Once there was a princess. She celebrated her 18th birthday by having a huge feast in the palace, to which all the kings and princes of neighboring countries were invited. At the end of the festival, it was already quite late, she was given a chance to read her own poetry, and there were the best poets of the country in attendance. And then at the very end, the last dance was made with the prince, and everyone thought, what an ideal match. You can imagine when our princess Subangi was her name, was taking finally her rest at 3 o'clock. She was in the morning. She was in high spirits. It was the success of her life so far. And there was an inkling of a romance on the sky, or the horizon. When she went to bed and lay down, she was in for a surprise. When do you let me finally free? There was a voice who screamed like I have done. When do you let me finally free? She was highly disturbed. In one sweeping motion, she jumped out of the bed, unsheathed a sword, and said, "Who is calling at this late hour?" There was no answer, so she looked behind the curtains. She looked underneath the bed. She went into the cellar where the prisoners used to be, but she had released them on her 18th birthday. It was an act of grace. But she thought, maybe I've forgotten someone, and an uncultured man has screamed, and I heard it because my senses were over the edge. But there was no one who could possibly have said this. She again went to bed, and as she was just stretching out, like you will do this evening, and breathing a sigh of relief, now I can sleep, it was just an illusion. The same voice demanded, when do you finally release me? She had searched everywhere. Now she just called, who are you that is calling there? And the answer came back, I'm yourself. Nonsense, I am myself, there is no other self. Princess, what you think is yourself is only one of your many masks. I want to say this for the male gender, prince, princess in plural, princess here. What you think is your true self is only one of your many masks, facades, coverings of the self. I will not stop calling. I will not stop screaming unless you finally release me. How would you react if, when you go into bed this evening, you hear an unidentified voice who claims to be yourself, your true self, calling out to you, when do you finally release me? I think you would think, well, this must be one of the many tricks of Sachinandan Swami and Gaur Krishna and Bhanu Nandini. They have put a loudspeaker in my bed, and the loudspeaker was self-actuated when I laid down. But if the voice would persist, you would perhaps become thoughtful. I personally think that every one of you has heard the call. Maybe in the past you have been expert to ignore it. And the voice, the inner voice, which yearned for freedom, inner freedom, stopped perhaps even calling you. But it is my firm belief that when you made the decision to fly all the way to this retreat place in Rishikesh, it was not because of the many opportunities to eat. You didn't know that there would be four meals. It was not because you wanted to save your refund. It was because you felt, perhaps this will be beneficial for me so that I can finally do my next step. Now, the princess, however, at this stage was not like you who have voluntarily gone on retreat. She just ran out of the palace. She ran through the darkened park, and she finally fell down crying underneath an old tree. She sobbed, "Have I gone crazy on my 18th birthday?" and fell asleep. Early in the morning, the sun was just rising. An old man all of a sudden stood before her. "Princess, princess, wake up." Startled, she woke up, and he saw this old bearded man with deep concern. The old man asked her, "Have you heard the call?" "Who are you?" said the princess. "Are you someone I have to be afraid of?" No, said the saintly looking man. "If there's anyone you have to be afraid of, it's yourself, who doesn't want to wake up, who want to continue the illusion. Have you heard the call? Let me finally free." The princess started to cry and said, "Yes, I have heard it. Am I crazy?" "No," said the old man, "you're waking up. Come on, we have work to do." So he brought her to a lake. It was a placid lake. And he asked her, "Look into your face, the mirror image of your face. Do you want to be that?" She looked down first. Her face was very beautiful. But then the face transformed, and she saw a very vain face. Do you know what is vain? To be vain? vanity? Yes, it's my English is not always on the point, so I have to ask. An angry face, a prideful face. Do you want to be that? No, said the princess. Yeah, but that's one of your many masks which you wear. Do you remember the night when you thought you were actually the best poet in the country? How vain of you, how prideful. Take that face and say goodbye to it. So the princess didn't really know what was meant with taking the face, but the old man said, just grab in the water and you can take it. So she did so, and as she came out, there was her vain face in her hand. Discarded. Now look again. She looked again into the clear water, and it looked nice, you know. She even had some of the makeup left from the night before. But as she looked closer, she saw a still more arrogant face. Do you want to be that? No. Then discard this face as well. And again, she grabbed into the water. My dear everyone, on that day, she took, if I remember correctly, 27 masks out of the water. You might think, my God, is it so bad? It's worse. The next day, 32 masks. The next day, 50 masks. And as they were working, day after day, week after week, she was able to take away many of her old coverings, old illusions, out of the water. My dear everyone, there's a comparison that each one of us is like the soft inside of an onion, but it is covered by many layers, and the outside layers are dry, brown, and you can't even eat them. So the process of self-realization, or the art of self-transformation, is to take these layers and get rid of them. It doesn't mean to get rid of your personality. It doesn't mean to get rid of your talents. It doesn't mean to get rid of your will to do and to act and your creativity. It just means to get rid of those things that cover you and prevent you from being your true, here comes an important word, authentic self. Finally, after some time, the saintly person said, so today will be your most difficult day. What? Said the princess. I feel so clear. I feel so light. I feel so wonderful. No, today will be the difficult day. I will ask you a different question. I will not ask you, do you want to be that? I shall ask you, who are you in your true essence? And please, you could spoil everything today, all our work, and we would have to start all over again, and I'm a little old now. She said, said, well, he may be in his mood. She went and sat down and looked into the beautiful waters. It was azure blue, and the reflection was just so, can I use the word sweet for a human being? So transparent, so good-hearted, so good-natured, at the same time a mixture of strong and considerate. There was a, she said, I only see the result of our work. Princess, look again, look into your eyes. And as she looked deep into her eyes, she saw myriads of Mars coming again and again. It seemed she looked into past lives where she had been a street sweeper, a dancer, a lady of the flesh, a business lady, pheasant, a mountain climber. Ooh, so many faces she saw. And she heard the question, who are you, princess? Think, who are you? What would you have answered? Would you have answered at that time, I'm a New Yorker or Dubai Walla? No. But what would you have answered? Can I have a quick show of hands? That's how they speak in England. You're looking at me with a glance satiated by a lot of food. Today, I'm serious. Who are you? Maybe we should turn to our New Yorkers because they have a podcast which they monitor. What was the podcast again?
Becoming
Yourself. Yeah, but the one where you invited, become who you are.
Remembering
who you are. So Vipin, you have started remembering who you are. What if I ask you the difficult question, who are you?
What would I say?
Yes. Michael, you're the next, prepare. Because they are hosting a podcast. International podcast, remembering who you are. Since 2 years, 3 years, it started in COVID times. I think they must have an answer. Otherwise, I mean, what did you do?
Well, there's a difference between understanding here and realizing here, but that's. Keep trying to remember that we are spirit souls, not the body, not the mind, not the ego. But I'm still trying to discover that.
Yeah, but wonderful. So here's an answer. I may not have realized who I am, but I'm keep trying to remember that I'm actually a spirit soul. Thank you. Michael, who are you?
I'm a divine spark of consciousness.
I'm a divine spark of consciousness. You look very healthily built. That's not the you which we see.
Just the container.
Who are you, princess? Who are you, Dubai Wallahs? Who are you, Londoners? Who are you? This day is called, it's the first thing, become who you are. You should have some inklings. Otherwise, we will not move on. We will hammer the point for 20 years. No. Yes, Harinam. Another.
I am a kirtan lover.
I am a kirtan lover. Oh, you know, as a soul, I will continue singing. Even after this life, the soul who has been, that's a wonderful, would you, is that a good answer?
Can I?
Yes, please.
So if you say about the onion.
Yeah.
So currently, like the status of mine, I can say that I'm a shish, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a, you know, answer player.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do bhakti, yoga, everything. So I think that's, I'm trying to one by one getting the layer off.
Yes.
I'm trying to go into the very
the soft core.
So I am on work in process, devotee.
I work in progress, yeah, as a devotee, as a bhakta, bhakti yogi. Wonderful, Ashish. What a deeply satisfying and considered answer. I think every one of you would have an answer. I'm just shaking you a little bit to get you thinking. Anyone else would like to say something? Yes. I'm a spiritual being in a physical body, yes. And as you remember this, as we heard, you will be able to just negotiate changes which come much better, won't be so disturbed. There was another show of hand, yet please. I am young. I'm love, oh wonderful. I heard it properly. Yes, yes. The soul is full of devotion for Krishna. Would you like to know what the princess stammered? She was overwhelmed. She didn't give a theoretical answer. She was... It was almost like, you know, when she saw... What did she see when there were so many masks coming at her? You remember when she looked in the eyes? She saw what is called in Sanskrit the Ahankara. Ahankara means the eye maker. In your language, it is the false ego. Wow. He's a producer. Don't you know who I am? I am much more intelligent than you. You know, when there's a fight between husband and wife, don't you know who I am? I'm your husband. The wife may answer back, don't you know who I am? I'm very competent, whereas you are an incompetent person. So the princess heard this question, who are you? Answer, princess, answer. Answer. And as she was pressed for an answer, and as she understood, my God, my whole development and growth is dependent on this, she said, I'm a servant. I'm an eternal servant. And the ego answered, really? Are you sure? I'm a servant. I'm a servant of Krishna. Yeah, she needed to clear her voice, to bring it out with conviction. No. A servant is, and here we want to connect with our Ashish, is a work in process. He starts in a spiritual way. He does service. He is not desiring to be served. This identity will become more and more pronounced until finally you know who you are in your eternal identity. It's an eternal servant of Krishna, of God. So if you start already here, now, in this Rishikesh retreat, to do service, then, my dear everyone, you are on the path which someone who wants to be work and process wants to do. So, being a servant or doing service in bhakti is not just being nice to other people. I can help out. Doing service in bhakti means to enter your constitutional, eternal position and move forward on the road to ultimate freedom. Therefore, my dear everyone, I would like to encourage you today, during this retreat, try to shake off the, I'm a customer in a luxury hotel mood. Move down, bow down, Mr. and Sister, and go into the service mood. It could be very simple things. You could, for instance, carry things up and down. I hear tomorrow there will be again, there will be Ganga Arati at the banks of the Ganga with seven brahmanas. You could help there, you could... we have to be careful, they won't allow us to do all the services which for which they get paid, the stuff, the hotel stuff. But there are opportunities where you can sit with someone and serve them in their spiritual advancement by hearing them out, by feeling them, by understanding them and perhaps encouraging them. You can do service each time you sit down and open your mouth to sing in kirtan. You could glorify the Lord in a very nice mood. As we have heard this morning, there are three levels. One is to just enjoy the retreat. That is also good. It is not bad. But you could go deeper and yet deeper. And another and the wonderful depths will happen when you arrive at the Seva Bhava. It means the mood of service. First you have to understand it in the heart. And then, my dear everyone, you will find how Krishna supplies you with many service opportunities. First you have to get it clear in the mood, in the heart. Like Ashish gives all these highly wonderful answers yesterday already. I was so impressed. I'm work in progress. I'm moving on. So when the princess said, I'm a servant, with a voice of conviction, the reflection in the face was just dissolving in a refreshing splash. And when she looked this time, there was a beautiful face looking back to her. The face was externally beautiful, but it was beautiful also with devotion or bhakti. That's the beauty to which Krishna is attracted, the beauty of devotion, the beauty of bhakti in our heart. So let us end today by again taking our main instrument of force to transform us. What is that main instrument of force that brings about the transformation? Again, I'm looking at you. No, it means you're supposed to answer this question now. Vada, what is our main instrument, Vada, of which brings about transformation here on this retreat? Sorry? The curiosity and reflect, that is a wonderful qualification. What instrument do we use to transform our heart? Huh? We are immersed. Yeah, immersed in what? In the retreat. Mm-hmm. What?
Humbleness.
Humbleness, good quality. Have you heard the word kirtan? Is it a kirtan retreat? Or humility retreat? Or immersion retreat? Kirtan has what? What did we learn today? Vastu Shakti. Was this my wishful thinking that I heard this, or did you say it? Good. Good. You have saved us today. You have spoken in, I think you spoke in representation of the of everyone. My dear everyone, fire has a Shakti, time has a Shakti, Kirtan also has a Shakti. What Shakti does Kirtan have? Vastu Shakti. What particularly is that? It releases us from karmic bondage which places limitation in my life, and it attracts us to Krishna. I see this is your first Satchinanda Swami retreat. I can see. I'm very sorry. I will soon come into the most mellow Satchinanda Swami you have seen. But at the moment, I'm your teacher. Only for 5 more minutes. Then, please, my dear everyone, follow with your brain. You are intelligent people. You can understand these things very easily, and then be able to, and then sit upon these subjects, think about these subjects, look perhaps at notes, or just go, what was it all about today? What? Ah, I've forgotten already everything. Maybe I eat too much and my all energy is in my stomach. Oh my God, he's so unpleasant today. What is... Yes, yes. So we will now do a little exercise chant, and you will see it, how it will work. I will not do so much of the preparatory steps. I just wish you to sit erect, like Hari Namananda Prabhu. He sits as a very good sitting posture. Why? When we sit bent over, our supplies through our nadis, our energy channels is cut, you know, like this, and the energy doesn't work so well. Then we have a lot of wonderful air here. Let us exhale deeply first of all. Make a sound. You're not ever, and again, and a third time. Yes, now come. compose yourself. As Gokushna takes his position behind the harmonium for the next kirtan, we will shift our focus to our breath. Nice and deep breathing. You have continued to breathe until now. You are now ready to begin your Buddha Shuddhi practice. It's a practice which, in Ashi's words, will peel the layers away from yourself. As you If you are ready, close your eyes for a moment and let everything in your life slowly and gently disappear. Your present job, your projects and plans. Let it slip away. You are now completely by yourself. We will turn into the first person. There's no one and nothing in my environment even. I'm sitting in a solitary place in the forests of the Himalayas. Let in your mind's eye images appear of the surroundings which are so ideal. The forests. Perhaps you can remember Mother Ganga, whom you saw this morning. Now, again I have to turn into the first person. I concentrate on my heart space. This is where I, the eternal spiritual soul, the part of the Supreme, the servant of Radha and Krishna, am situated. It is my misfortune that I have been absent from that relationship and instead have been wandering the world in the repeated cycle of birth and death, helplessly. I have identified with one material body after another, one dream life after another, one narrative or story about myself after another. But now my fortune has turned. I met Srila Prabhupada through his followers, and I have learned from him about my actual identity as a pure spirit. I'm actually a resident of the spiritual world, the kingdom of love. I'm an individual who's completely separate from the gross and subtle body. I have been inspired to take up the path of eternal loving service to their lordships Radha and Krishna. I will no longer ever be alone. I know that there's only Radha and Krishna. My dear everyone, connect now. Sing to Radha and Krishna. See yourself being before them.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hey.
can hold the fingers to the toes. And as you do this, yes, just watch me. It's, yes, 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 yes. It's very simple. Okay, you know, and bring some elegance in that, right? Let us sing now together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
dance as a mode of service. Try to really think of Krishna, of God, of Rama. If you happen to be an atheist, which I do see, I'm just show you the area of your heart space. And again, this will be the last curtain for today. Let us come back to this place where the real me is seen. Where the real you is seen. First of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. Or, in more simple words, make sure that the real you is singing to Krishna. Please, let us sing now.
Krishna, Krishna, then we came down here to hear about becoming who you are. We heard how connecting with our true self will help us to negotiate or manage those with the changes. Request our Hari Namananda Prabhu to give us an orientation.